The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Did You Want to Supersize That? By Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. McDonald's no longer asks patrons if they want to supersize their orders, but the foods at major chains and many independent eateries are already supersized. In each pair below, what you're served makes the typical serving size you'd see on the label if it were packaged food look like it came from the kids' menu. What's a diner to do? Until restaurants stop overfeeding us, take home half or share. Chipotle chicken burrito. A typical Chipotle burrito stuffs enough meat, rice, beans, cheese, and sour cream into a 320-calorie tortilla to tip the scales at over a pound. To slash the 1,090 calories in half, try a burrito bowl with a half rice, half lettuce base, plus either cheese or sour cream. The Cheesecake Factory Fettuccine Alfredo with chicken. The official serving size for any mixed dish measurable with a cup is, well, a cup, says the USDA. By that measure, the Cheesecake Factory's fettuccine is large enough to feed a family of four at 4.5 cups. Auntie Anne's Original Soft Pretzel. Most Americans eat more refined grain than health authorities recommend. Why? Oversized white flour pretzels, plus buns, bagels, pasta, pizza, pancakes, donuts, muffins, and more. A 6-ounce pretzel is 340 calories. 2 ounces is 110, which is just a piece of the pretzel. Corner Bakery Chicken Pesto Sandwich. If an entree isn't measurable with a cup, its serving size is 5 ounces, says the USDA. That's about half a sandwich at Corner Bakery. The good news? You can swap half your sandwich for a salad on the chain's Choose 2 menu. Greens, beet, more, white bread. Five Guys Fries. A serving of packaged frozen fries is just 3 ounces, says the FDA. That's roughly 200 calories, about what you'd get in a McDonald's small, 230 calories. Tell that to Five Guys, where a 950-calorie regular comes close to a pound, and a 1,310-calorie large hits 20 ounces, enough for, Five Guys. Starbucks Iced Cafe Mocha. At Starbucks, a large, or venti, iced drink holds 3 cups. Even a small, or a tall, is 1.5 cups. You can downsize hot drinks to a cup, 8 ounce short. Panera Bread Chocolate Chipper Cookie. Panera doesn't stop at a 3 ounce chocolate chip cookie. Its 6 ounce chocolate caramel pretzel kitchen sink cookie, 820 calories, is big enough to share, says the website. A whole cookie at 3 ounces is 390 calories, where half of that would be 130 calories at 1 ounce. Got five friends? Outback Steakhouse Ribeye Steak. The USDA says that a typical serving of meat is 4 ounces raw. That's 3 ounces cooked, about the size of a quarter-pounder patty. But at Outback and other restaurants, many steaks weigh in at anywhere from 6 to 16 ounces raw. Sheesh. McDonald's Strawberry Shake. Even a small shake supplies 470 calories, 20 more than Mickey D's double cheeseburger. And a large tops a double quarter-pounder with cheese, 740 calories. Tip, a vanilla cone has just 200 calories. California Pizza Kitchen Margarita Pizza. CPK's menu lists pizzas alongside pastas, salads, and other entrees that are meant to serve one. But the pie weighs nearly a pound. Want to save a few bucks and a few more than calories? Split it. IHOP Protein Power Pancakes. IHOP's Power Cakes may be made with whole grain rolled oats, barley, rye, chia, flax, and 37 grams of protein, but the leading ingredient is, drumroll, refined flour. And the 590 calories don't include the butter, 70 calories, or syrup, 60 per tablespoon. Think outside the bowl. Want a hot, not cereal breakfast? We've got you covered. Easy eggs. For most people, the American Heart Association recommends no more than one egg yolk a day. Want more egg than that? Grab some whites. All protein, no cholesterol. Cartons make it easy. No egg to crack, you get whites without wasting yolks, and they come pasteurized, so there's no worry about cross-contamination or undercooking. Go with all whites or mix equal parts whole egg and egg whites. The results are light yet eggy tasting. For a deliciously veggie-rich scramble or omelet, add broccoli, scallions, and a sprinkle of sharp cheddar, or bell pepper, mushrooms, and onions, or tomatoes or pico de gallo, fresh salsa, scallions, and feta. Easy eggs from plants. Dropping animal foods for plants? Now even eggs have an easy sub. A 100-calorie frozen just egg folded plant egg gets its protein, 7 grams, from mung beans and its eggy color from carrot and turmeric. Its taste? Convincing. Take note, the sodium, 300 milligrams apiece, and price, $4 for four, quote, eggs, aren't low. So if you've got a few minutes to spare, try scrambled tofu. Hold the pork. There are plenty of reasons to replace fatty bacon and breakfast sausage. They're linked to colorectal cancer, for one. And no one does veggie breakfast sausage better than Morningstar Farms. Its original sausage patties hit all the right savory notes. They take less than a minute to microwave, and each has just 80 calories, no saturated fat, and 230 milligrams of sodium, plus a hefty 9 grams of protein from wheat and soy. The whole package. Just add water pancake mix? Nice and easy. Just add water pancake mix made with 100% whole grain flours, wheat and oat, plus protein? Even better. Kodiak Buttermilk Power Cakes Flapjack and Waffle Mix has it all, and only 2 grams of added sugar in a 190-calorie serving. Bonus, each serving supplies 14 grams of protein, thanks to added wheat and milk proteins. Kodiak also offers a carb-conscious version packed with healthy fats from almond flour, the main ingredient, and with no added sugar. For even easier waffles, grab a box of 100 frozen percent whole grain ones like Kodiak Power Waffles or Kashi Go Protein Waffles. And before you reach for sugary syrup, try a buttery spread or nut butter. Or for a warm fruit topping, simmer frozen berries or cherries or chopped apple, cinnamon, and a little water. Muffins in the rough. Want a homemade whole grain egg McMuffin? Or a toasted English muffin slathered with peanut butter? Finding the best muffin to start with isn't as easy as you might think. Dave's Killer Bread Rockin' Grains English Muffins, a mix of whole wheat and organic wheat or refined flour. Thomas's 100% whole wheat English muffins. They're whole grain, but they add sucralose, which we rate as avoid. Check for a store brand that fits the bill, or head to the freezer case for Food for Life Ezekiel 4-9 Sprouted Grain, or 7 Sprouted Grains English Muffins. They've got a satisfying hearty chew that just might keep you full until lunch. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Top it off. This fish comes with a delightful 1-2 punch. Panko, a Japanese breadcrumb with a spiky shape, makes for the crunchiest of toppings, and the pecans lend a surprisingly buttery richness. Crunchy pecan tilapia. Ingredients, 2 tilapia fillets, 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon zest, 2 teaspoons juice, plus wedges from 1 lemon. 1 teaspoon capers minced, 2 tablespoons chopped pecans or almonds, 2 tablespoons panko, preferably whole wheat, a few sprigs flat-leaf parsley. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Blot the fillets dry with a paper towel and lay them on a lined rimmed baking pan. In a small bowl, whisk together the mayo, mustard, lemon zest, lemon juice, and capers. Spoon the mixture over the fish. Sprinkle with the pecans and panko. Bake until the fish flakes easily with a fork, about 5 to 7 minutes. Check the fish at 4 minutes. If the nuts or panko are browned but the fish hasn't finished cooking, reduce the oven temperature to 325. Top with the parsley. Serve with the lemon wedges. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Hair relaxers and cancer. Hair relaxers may raise the risk of uterine cancer. Researchers tracked 33,947 women aged 35 to 74. Only 7% were black, but 74% of the black women and 3% of the white women in the study reported using relaxers. After 11 years, those who reported using hair relaxers or other chemical straighteners within the previous year had an 80% higher risk of uterine cancer than those who said they had not used relaxers. And women who reported using relaxers more than 4 times per year were 2.5 times as likely to be diagnosed with uterine cancer. Hair dyes, perms, body waves, bleach, and highlights were not linked to uterine cancer. What to do? Though this study can't prove that hair relaxers cause cancer, think twice about using them. In earlier studies, relaxers were linked to a higher risk of ovarian and breast cancer. Colds, COVID, and vitamin D. Does vitamin D support immune health, as some supplemental labels claim? Scientists randomly assigned 5,979 people to receive either a daily supplement with 800 IU or 3,200 IU of vitamin D or no supplement. After 6 months, the three groups didn't differ in the incidence of colds, COVID-19, or other acute respiratory infections, or in hospitalizations from those infections. During those 6 months in early 2021, 89% of the participants got at least one COVID-19 vaccine. And in a trial on 34,601 adults, a daily teaspoon of cod liver oil, which contained 400 IU of vitamin D, for 5 months had no impact on the number of COVID-19 or other respiratory infections. Both trials were partly funded by vitamin companies. What to do? Don't expect vitamin D supplements to prevent acute respiratory infections. Serving size matters. When people were offered a 580-calorie platter of macaroni and cheese for lunch, they consumed an average of 420 calories. But when they were offered a larger 1,015-calorie platter, they ate 595 calories. The study was funded by Jenny Craig. What to do? Watch out for large servings, especially at sit-down restaurants where a typical entree tops 1,000 calories. Colonoscopy confusion. Heard that colonoscopies don't prevent a colorectal cancer death? It's complicated. Researchers randomly assigned 84,585 people in Poland, Norway, and Sweden to a group that was offered colonoscopies or to a group that received usual health care. After 10 years, the colonoscopy group had an 18% lower risk of colorectal cancer, but no lower risk of dying of the disease. However, only 42% of people in the colonoscopy group chose to have the procedure. Among those who did, the risk of colorectal cancer was 31% lower, and the risk of dying was 50% lower than in the usual care group. What to do? Get screened for colorectal cancer. Don't want a colonoscopy? Get a CT scan of the colon or a stool-based test. Food find. True blues and beyond. Summer, winter, whenever, Fresh blueberries are a supermarket mainstay. In June or July, the time is ripe to grab a locally grown pint. Stay close. Head to a farmer's market, U-Pick Farm, or roadside stand where the taste is near impossible to beat. Pick firm berries with smooth, not wrinkly, skin. Freeze up. Got a bumper crop? Rinse, let dry, then spread a single layer in a sheet tray. Freeze, transfer to a reusable container, and dig in when the season's out. Or look for yummy wild blueberries in most grocers' freezer cases year-round. Branch out. Also now hitting farmer's market, gooseberries. Tart, sweet, tropical tasting. Think of the green or purple orbs as nature's sophisticated Sour Patch Kids. Perk up a salad. Try fresh blueberries with baby arugula, walnuts, and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Gooseberries can brighten up a green or grain salad thanks to their firm yet juicy texture. Soak up the nutrients. Each cup of blueberries delivers 4 grams of fiber, 25% of a day's vitamin K, and 15% of a day's vitamin C for only 80 calories. Gooseberries clock in at 6 grams of fiber plus half a day's C. So very good. Food fail. Cookie criminal? Since opening its doors 3 years ago, Crumbl has expanded to over 600-plus bakeries in 47 states nationwide, making it the fastest-growing cookie company in the nation, boasts the chain's website. Our rotating flavors, open-concept kitchens, and famous pink box make cookie eating an experience you won't forget. Maybe not. That's because each 4.5 to 5-inch diameter cookie is way more than you bargained for. Take the classic milk chip chocolate chip. According to the menu board, it has 180 calories. But even patrons who notice the asterisk will have trouble finding the tiny pale print down in a corner of the board. Calorie counts are per serving, 4 servings per cookie. Oops. So each milk chocolate chip cookie has 720 calories. And a classic pink sugar cookie has 760 calories, while a cotton candy cookie has 800. Yikes! You'd get 740 calories in a McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese. A Big Mac has, quote, just 590. Each milk chocolate chip cookie also packs 20 grams of saturated fat, a day's worth, and 28 grams, or 6.5 teaspoons, of added sugar. The classic pink sugar cookie has 76 grams, or 18 teaspoons, of added sugar. With all that success, you'd think Crumbl wouldn't need to hide its calories. Sweetener Scare, Erythritol in the Spotlight, by Bonnie Liebman. Cleveland Clinic study finds common artificial sweetener linked to higher rates of heart attack and stroke, announced the press release in February. Until then, the low-calorie sugar alcohol, erythritol, had appeared to be safe, but the new evidence isn't as conclusive as it may seem. Here's a closer look. Researchers studied over 4,000 people in the U.S. and Europe and found those with higher blood erythritol levels were at elevated risk of expecting a major adverse cardiac event such as heart attack, stroke, or death, reported the Cleveland Clinic press release. But it's not clear that the erythritol in foods was to blame. Here are some questions the new research raised. Confounding? Could something else about people with high levels of erythritol in their blood explain their higher risk of cardiac events? The researchers adjusted for a number of cardiovascular risk factors like age, sex, blood, cholesterol, and weight, says Samia Mora, a cardiologist and professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. But I was surprised that they didn't take into account blood sugar levels, kidney function, diabetes medications, statins, aspirin, or a history of heart failure, stroke, or peripheral vascular disease. What's more, the study reported cardiac events only for the next 3 years after erythritol levels were measured. Yet, cardiovascular disease typically takes decades to develop. That suggests that these folks already had underlying disease when the study started, says Kevin Klatt, an assistant research scientist at the University of California, Berkeley. Another hint that erythritol in foods might not account for the new findings: most blood levels in the study were measured from 2001 to 2007, when companies were adding erythritol to fewer foods than now, notes Klatt. A biomarker for dysfunction? What else might explain why people with high blood erythritol are at risk? We know that the blood synthesizes erythritol, Klatt points out. It's made when cells produce the building blocks of DNA, the body's antioxidant defense system, and more. Higher levels could be due to either increased erythritol production or decreased excretion, explains Klatt. Sure enough, the link between erythritol levels and cardiovascular events was stronger in people with poorer kidney function. So high erythritol levels could be a proxy for the inability to excrete erythritol normally, says Klatt. And oxidative stress caused by cardiovascular disease could also be increasing erythritol. In fact, other researchers have called high erythritol levels a biomarker of metabolic dysfunction because higher blood erythritol may predict type 2 diabetes and heart disease up to 20 years before they're diagnosed. And that, not how much erythritol you eat, could explain the new findings. Do test tube studies reflect what happens in the body? The Cleveland Clinic scientists also did a series of lab tests with erythritol. For example, using cells in a dish, erythritol made platelets aggregate more when stimulated, says Klatt. Platelets clump together to stop bleeding, but they may also promote blood clots that cause heart attacks. But whether that happens in humans, we don't know, he adds. That's not all we don't know. The big unknown is whether the erythritol added to foods is causing these cardiac events or whether it's a bystander, says Mora. More research needs to be done. Bottom line, until we know more, don't panic. But to play it safe, aim for no more than a few grams of erythritol a day. It's mostly known in keto or low-sugar sweets. Got erythritol? If erythritol is added to a food, it will be in the ingredients list. How many grams? Not all labels say. Some just list sugar alcohols on the nutrition facts label. In the foods marked here, the numbers include other sugar alcohols like glycerin. Examples are Halo Top Keto Series Chocolate Cheesecake Frozen Dessert, Lily's Creamy Milk Chocolate, Virgil's Zero Sugar Cola, Buy Antioxidant Infusion, Birch Benders Keto Vanilla Frosting, Halo Top Vanilla Bean Ice Cream, Halo Top Chocolate Ice Cream, Wonderworks Peanut Butter Cereal. Smoke and Mirrors, How to Spot Health Misinformation by Caitlin Dow. Misinformation is nothing new, but our 24-hour news cycle and social media have made things worse than ever. Falsehoods were 70% more likely to be retweeted than the truth, according to one study. Some basic tips: never share anything if you've only read the headline, and if you're unsure if an article is accurate, don't share it. Here's what else to know about health misinformation. Clickbait. Getting readers to see the articles, and more importantly, the embedded ads, on your website is what it's all about. And what better way than with an outrageous headline? Take this fact-checked article on Eat This, Not That. Who wouldn't want to double their weight loss? What's the evidence that you can supercharge your weight loss by combining two foods with their own fat-burning powers, run-of-the-mill combos like salmon plus avocado or oats plus nut butter? Eat This, Not That doesn't cite a single study showing that any of the pairs can double weight loss. Studies? Not a high priority when ad revenue is at stake. What they don't want you to know. Conspiracy theories tend to flourish in times of crisis. Karen Douglas, a psychologist at the University of Kent in the UK, told the Washington Post in 2020, "Hello, COVID-19. In 2021, the Center for Countering Digital Hate published a report exposing the Disinformation Dozen, 12 anti-vaxxers who spread misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines. Nearly 75% of the anti-vax content posted to Facebook in early 2021 could be linked to those 12, reported the CCDH. Among the dozen, alternative health guru Joseph Merkula. For decades, Merkula has peddled far-fetched health claims like fluoride is a neurotoxin, radiation from wireless devices is linked to everything from anxiety to infertility, and diets fail because grains are addictive. Merkula is also happy to sell you a slew of supplements, water filters, pricey packaged foods, and more. In 2020, Nutrition Action's publisher, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, alerted the FDA that Merkula falsely claimed that 22 products available for sale on his website could prevent, treat, or cure COVID-19. The FDA later sent a warning letter to Merkula. And Merkula's reach is vast. He has more than 1.7 million followers on Facebook alone. An article entitled, How COVID-19 Vaccines May Destroy the Lives of Millions, was shared more than 12,000 times on Facebook, according to the CCDH. Yet, more than 600 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S., and serious reactions are rare. Misinformation matters. Vaccines could have prevented 234,000 deaths from COVID-19 since mid-2021, according to one estimate. A recent study co-authored by CSPI President Peter Lorre reported that COVID-19 vaccine misinformation was rare in the 100 largest traditional news media sources, but that was still roughly 1,000 articles out of 1.3 million. The study didn't look at social media, which is likely to be worse. How to spot a conspiracy theory? Be wary of claims that experts are hiding secrets that a small group of global elites with nefarious goals is in control.